Anybody like to lead prayer to start the meeting? I'll just do it. Father, start ahead. Thankful for all the many blessings you give us, Father. Thankful for this time we have to come together to meet as men of this congregation to discuss the business that needs to be done here, Father, more than anything else, to discuss the spiritual business, Father, that those who may be needing assistance, Father, and maybe having trouble in their lives, especially spiritually, Father, help us to do what we need to do to uphold this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I got the last minutes. Let's see. I'll scan through them a little bit. I won't read them word for word. First old business was about electrical repairs and everything, and I guess after that we had to get a compressor replaced too.
Yeah.
Everything is done.
Okay. Super. As far as changing our services, of course, we were doing that. I guess the one thing is we said we're going to do three songs in the first service, then have a sermon. But I guess we're just leading songs to a certain time point, right?
Yeah.
9:20.
Well, yeah. It's 9:20, which typically is six songs.
Okay, so how many songs you can lead till 9:20?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. So.
So it's 9:20. I preach from 9:20, 9:45. Have the okay. And then the second one's just okay. Working well.
See, I don't think there's anything else that needs to be discussed on that. Unless somebody has something. Last month's new business talked about perhaps entertaining offer to sell the back lot here. I called Lee Nickel, who's the developer of the neighborhood, the Wednesday after our meeting. He came over that day and measured the lot, and I hadn't heard back from him yet. I did call him Friday, got his voicemail, so that's where that stands right now. So
one thing in addition to that, would there be any objections to getting an appraisal of this property? I think, looking into it, that's just the first step. So if we're looking into selling that, I think we're gonna look into it, we look into all options before we make a big decision like that, and that's just the first step of it. I'll get that taken care of then.
Who do you get the appraisal from?
I don't know. An appraiser?
Pay somebody to come out and appraise it,
Right.
But you get tied in with a real estate agent, then you're obligated.
I'm not an agent. Just a just a third party independent appraisal.
You have to pay for that.
Right. That's
but
why.
Are you serious about selling the building?
We're just looking into our options. We're not even talking about that yet.
Whatever it is, I'm getting it.
We're selling the building.
Because there are a number of avenues that we can take more than just we discussed here.
I know. It's just looking into it, Dick. It's the very first step.
I mean, when you look into something, you're like with that builder, you're kind of not necessarily obligating yourself, but you kind of mess up anything that you could negotiate about, everything.
There's no negotiation going on.
We're not. Nothing like that's going to be done without the consent of everybody.
As I say, I've been doing real estate since, I guess when I was 25, but I've, bought and sold and had 7,000 duplex refurbished. Rebuilt, contract to have a house built, contract for some year on. And I'm familiar with all the real estate, so I want to be involved whenever we get into things more serious.
Okay. But, well, everybody will be.
We all can't have everybody come in.
Right.
Well, no decisions to be made without the consensus of the group here. We just need information.
I'm a leader and dealer, in other words.
I guess, is there a cost to the appraisal?
Well, I'm sure there will be.
It's $500.
It'll be it.
Okay. Is everybody agreeable to that?
Yes.
Okay. It's more than that, come back to us.
I'll get a couple quotes, get the cheapest, but okay. If it's more than that, I'll check.
Okay.
So we going to get an appraisal then?
Yes. Do you get to appraise the whole property and also the back separately, perhaps?
I'll look into that.
Okay. It's not just make sure we're getting a good fair offer. We get that. Okay. Let's see. This is my last month of chairing the meeting.
Who wants to be the next chair?
You sure?
Wait, October?
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone 1 week in October.
It can't be the second Sunday.
It's the next three. Remember, we
decided. We're going to have 3 months of time.
Yeah, next 3 months.
Yeah, so I'll be here the second week. So.
Okay. We want a new business. I guess let's go and talk about 22nd of September.
It's taken care of except for the Bible class.
Okay.
Dennis, would you mind teaching? Sure.
Now, that's the four. That's our normal singing Sunday. That's the fourth Sunday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, is that factor that you
want to think about that? We plan on doing that in the morning.
Yeah.
10 minutes in the morning and then a regular.
Oh, we're going to do singing. Yeah. Okay. Singing will be the first service.
Right. Yep. And that's what we had talked about.
Okay.
But Josh Jackson's going to be preaching in this last thing.
Do we even need to have a 10-minute invitation in the first? Or a 10-minute talk in the singing?
That's what we've decided.
I just assume we follow the same process. We can make adjustments later on if you like that.
Yeah, I said that. Alright, I have some new business. My wife works at the bank, and Mayor Crowley has a tree service. That's what he does for a living. He's bonded and insured. She got a quote from him to take down these two trees out here. $695. Take them down, cut them up, haul them away. I think that's a good bid. She got another bid from another customer who does that business, and he said $1,400.
How much?
$695. Those are big trees.
Well, I mean, I told you, but when I have acorns, I mean, they charge me a lot less than that, and there's more to it than this one. So we get a different bids.
Well, if you want to get another bid, this is one I got that he gave us.
I've been in contact with acorns.
I'm not right now, I still got the notes. Josh just mentioned too, he said if it does come up, that he was thinking about getting a quote to bring the tree down, and then he would cut it up and get it off, and they save us money as well.
Okay.
I think he's becoming less comfortable with
doing it himself. I'm very uncomfortable with us doing it myself.
So
it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
It can be dangerous.
So big trees, anyway, so he's going to get a quote for that too, and that might be less.
Okay. Yeah, alright, so we'll put that off till the more points.
Well, the gentleman that looked at that was for the cutting down, chopping up, and hauling off. Okay. He has a great price, to be honest, for all of that.
Price, yeah.
That said, maybe she should ask him what he would do just for the taking down, and we can take care of the cutting up and hauling off.
I said just get it done with. Yeah, because we already got a ton of stuff out there that we've been needing to get hauled off for a year now. I mean, that's another issue we need to take care of. Some of the
trucks are big.
Yeah, they are.
If you're willing to do it all at one shot,
I just tell you what Josh told me.
Okay, I'm just saying this is one.
I personally
can't look and we can add to it.
He is bonded and insured, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. But we're still talking about getting
another
estimate.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
No, sweet.
I mean, $695 is a good price, but somebody who got $500, that's a lot better, you know. It's bonded and everything, you know. I don't know about. Well, you talked with Josh, he would do himself or have his fireman
friend
talking about it?
No, fireman,
no. No, that deemed inavailable.
And what?
The guy I was talking about is not available to do it.
can't hear you talking to the floor.
I said the guy I was talking about is not available to do it.
Well, but then you got that. You got to make sure that bonds is all that.
So the decision is
but
to get
not
more.
That much of those trees out there.
The decision is to get more quotes.
That $695 seems high.
That seems pretty low, actually. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good price myself.
Good price labor.
Yeah. Do two trees, cut it up all the way, that's pretty good price.
Well, you get it. Well, I'm just comparing to what they did for me.
I
check with them and see.
I had a much smaller tree cut down on my property. It's $200. They didn't haul it away, so it's... Okay, so who is going to get another proposal? I'm just a little nervous about the way it looks right now. I'm afraid it's going to fall. So that's why I asked her to go ahead and do this.
We got 2 weeks to get another quote, and if nobody has one, then we'll use that guy.
Agreed. I agree with that.
Okay. I guess we can bring Josh up to speed here real fast.
No, I'm good. Okay, I'll read the notes later.
I just say you got a professional tree man, take down both trees, cut it up, haul it off for $695.
So you got 2 weeks to find a better quote.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. Morning business. I have something else I want to talk about. What are we going to do about the singing class?
We love singing that. Class?
We left that open last time.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
With regard to both the singing class and the and when to have this meeting, this may not be the best time to have this meeting either. There have been numerous suggestions that have been given with regard to those, including half hour before on Wednesday nights, or coming back at a different night of the week, and those kinds of things. And I would just suggest that everyone supply me with what they think would be best, if they have any interest at all in making that, and then I can compile those all and put them in survey form and see if we come to a consensus rather than hashing it out right now.
Okay.
You know, just tell me you want it, this is when you want it, and this is why. And I'll supply things and options. That'll give us time to think about it and you know, kind of vote on it and see if we find the one that's more palatable than others.
Okay.
I just thought that would be a way to kind of keep us from having to hash it out.
So I got 30 songs lined up already to teach it.
And we need to continue to have it.
I think it's been enjoyable. Everybody seems to enjoy it. So.
I really don't think that noon after 3 hours is the best time to have a men's meeting.
Agreed.
Right after, I think maybe it would be best to do it on Wednesday or some other time.
I love the idea of coming out here on Wednesday. We could do one on Wednesday at a time, maybe twice a month or every week even, or something else.
Easy question. That was for both things, men's meeting and singing.
You have a meeting, you have two ideas that we can coordinate to. Whatever you want to do as far as that goes, just let me know about it.
Okay.
Send me an email, send me a text, and I'll compile and put a survey, and I'll advertise the survey to all the men. Let us know what you're saying.
Good thing about having the business meeting on Wednesday night before my classes, you've got a definite end time.
Amen.
Yes.
We will stop on time.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
My wife mentioned.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She and I have had a thought for a while, for a very long while. Hey, sweeties.
Yeah, got him.
No fun here.
No fun. Okay. It's now every 4 months. The singing, the open singing, everybody comes in and we just sing our hearts out for an hour and a half. Okay. When do we hold that normally? 7?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Maybe bringing that down to 6? Because that ends up being...
late night?
By the time everybody is done visiting and things, and getting the kids back home in bed, settled down and everything, makes for... rough Sundays, and now that we're 30 minutes earlier on a Sunday, it's all the more important. Maybe just bring that down an hour, that way everybody can still have dinner before we come. We come sing for an hour, then we get the chance to visit, and everybody gets home at a decent hour, or can go out and do more things if they want to. It's whatever. Just bring it down an hour.
So everybody understand that? When we have our whatever you call it,
6 o'clock by 7 o'clock.
Especially those people from Weatherford or Granbury or wherever they visit from.
Changing it from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. Anybody have a problem with that?
That's the best discussion we've had. I mean, the best agenda we've had since I've been here in business meetings.
Well, Josh, you had something.
The only thing I'm concerned about is if, you know, the things we do for our congregation, we do to what's best for us. But if that impacts the ability for other visitors to come, because our members have not been supporting the scene very well, but they've been greatly supported by visitors. And if they're not able to come because it's earlier, then I'm really concerned about it. Some people work on Saturdays, is what I'm saying. But if it's at 6 instead of 7, they may not be able to come.
It's true.
That's the only objection I have.
We'd be willing to yield for that. I thought that we had.
We could try it out and see how many families can show up. If the numbers drop way down, change it back.
Yeah, I'm a lot less. I have a lot less objection to 6. You know, Facebook, it started at 5, and I thought that wouldn't be workable because of the work.
People work.
Oh, is that what she said on Facebook?
She said 5. The 6, I can. Yeah. I mean, it may be a little bit of a hardship, but there are hardships.
So. We recognize we can change it back if it's not working.
Yeah,
if our numbers drop too much. So, the beginning of October, we'll change it to 6.
I can second that.
I guess Daniel take care of changing that on.
Of course.
Webpage.
Insurance update. It's time to get a quote. I'm working on getting a couple of quotes. I should have a couple of quotes for the next business meeting to share with you. We currently in our insurance have a zero deductible, and so I'm going to also get quotes for a $5,000 deductible. The next step's $25,000. I think that's too much, but I think a $5,000 deductible, since our policy is currently right around $11,000 to $12,000, I think that's going to save us significantly on the monthly cost. I don't know why exactly we didn't have that previously, but there was like 500, there was like 4 or 5 options. It went from like 500 to 1500, 3000, 5000, 25000, something like that. So there are other options, but I feel like the saving the most money on the premium, I feel like, is what we should do outside of
how often have we had claims?
Well, that's just it. We hadn't had a claim in several years, and so
we had the water claim.
That's been.
And you know we're going to need a new roof every 10 years or so.
So you know what the new cost would be with zero, and then
that's what I'm going to get. I'm in the process.
Zero, 5,000.
Yeah, I should have that by next month.
Okay.
Meeting, because our policy's up at the beginning of November.
Okay. Lobby duty?
Lobby duty. Just some considerations. My concern with lobby duty, you know, we've got 2 men signed up now. And what my concern is, because, like, personally, I don't like being in that camera room. I mean, if I have to be in that camera room, I'm just not going to sign up, because when I'm not in that camera room, I feel like I can open the door and I'm still part of worship. I can sing and stand, especially now that it's on the board. It's a lot easier to do that. My concern is, with the size of our congregation and with the limited men we have already and the men's roles with teaching and things like that, I would like to consider whether we need 2 out there, because I feel like, you know, for what's best for our congregation, we're better served having more men in worship and in Bible classes, especially for comments and discussion, than having, you know, and a lot of times it's the same, you know, few men that are out there over and over again. And again, if, you know, and I know that some watch the camera more than others, but a lot of times it's 2 guys out there staring out the window, and I don't think that we need 2. That's my just for consideration.
I second.
See y'all's thoughts on that.
So Currently, it's okay, more than two, though. It's not even three. Sometimes, a lot of times.
Well, every once in a while, there's three guys back there, too.
And I would like men to consider the fact that unless there's a compelling need for you to be out of the auditorium in the assembly, you need to be in the assembly.
Okay.
I mean, it's easy to say, I need to do something or whatever, but it's been that way for some year. First got here, you know, people just, a lot of people in the lobby that maybe don't need to be. We need to be worshiping God if we can. I'm not saying anything to anybody as far as an individual. I appreciate those who are willing to get out, but our desire should be to be in there and only of necessity be outside.
Well, we lock the doors at the first few minutes anyway.
Yeah, we need someone.
Yeah, we need, I agree, we need somebody out there.
Right, I know. Do the list for next year.
Yeah, I was saying as far as watching cameras too.
And occasionally we need somebody to pull, like, you know, if I'm signed up and I've got singing, we need somebody to fill in for that, you know. And
so just have one person sign up.
Yeah, by the way, that can include, like, for example, the part of the lobby duty, what's going on is the Lord's Supper. They're taking stuff back during the service to the back. Stick them in the back of the class until after that's over.
One suggestion for that, when we do the Lord's Supper, instead of handing it to the person in the back, just walk it right back up, put it on the table, put the lid on top.
Yeah,
you have to mess with it.
We used to do that in my home congregation.
We've gotten in these kind of habits, and it grows and grows, and it's the way we do it. And I think we just all need to be mindful of the fact that we're here to worship, unless there's a compelling reason not to be in there.
Okay, so okay. We're going to have one person sign up for lobby duty.
I would still say have two sign up, but just have them, like, as a backup. It doesn't mean they're both.
And that's fine. Get the understanding that there's, you know, only one needs to be
out there. Originally, that's what we agreed to, is have two sign up and one didn't show up. We only need one out there. Right? So I have no problem going under one.
Okay. Well, just be cautious of how many people are back there. We don't need to. We might not need as many people. Right? And secondly, bring the Lord's Supper back up to the front.
If we're going to have it signed up that way and you're still going to put two, you should put alternate for the second one. Put one person and then alternate so that they know it's not. It's very clear.
I can change it. I'm going to make some changes anyway with regard to the
sign-ups.
Sign-ups on sign-up on the lawn care. We don't need anybody for November, December, January, February. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so we've got some men who are willing to do things. I need to take care of that. So if you want to sign up for January, and that's the only time of year you're going to sign up, you're not going to get that chance.
Okay, so we're going to bring Lord's Supper back to the front. Let's make sure we got the concurrence on that. Okay. Anything else? Yes?
Practical consideration for the lobby. You need to have a second man available in case someone comes to the door. You don't need to go to the door and open the door to a stranger and not have anybody back. So that's just something that occurred to me.
And that's where, like, somebody's sitting, like Jim's normally sitting. He's one of the ones further back and tapping on the shoulder.
Stick your head to the door, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, how about this?
On that side door there over there, is that locked at all times?
Yeah. Not all times.
I mean, people go out there and they don't have a key and they can't lock it.
Well, it's locked. It's locked when services are going on. When services are going on, it's locked.
What's that?
When services are going on, it's locked. People unlock it afterwards to leave, but it's locked during services.
That's when they come in a lot of times. After services.
No, they can't come in the door after services.
That's the lobby duty.
He's talking about like right now.
It's probably actually locked. Not a lot of people use it. Really.
Yeah, I said Shirley and Dorothy are no longer here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's the training.
Okay. Anything else? Dick?
I don't know, when the Rose and Dawes were talking to her, and she was thinking about placing membership at her time. She talked to you about that.
I'll talk to her about it. She hasn't yet, so I mean, I think she talked to Josh.
She's thinking about it, you know. I don't know.
I will get in contact with her. Try to commit to her, yes.
I guess I didn't catch that. What was it?
Rose Doss. Toby's wife. She was here visiting with her.
Oh, okay.
I guess grandson.
Oh, that's who it is.
Well, I think it's grandson. I may be wrong. I think it is. But anyway, she's considering placing membership with us.
Okay.
I need to talk to her about it.
Okay. Right. Anything else for
Art?
All right. Let me stand. Dennis, would you please close the report?
Sure. Father in heaven, come to thee in prayer, thankful to thee for this meeting that we've had, for the ability we have to make decisions regarding the work of the church here. And we ask you to give us wisdom in these matters and help us to make the right decisions so that the work can go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.